Prayer time, Shimbo time.
Let us pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名开始我们晚上的聚会。
Now just let's begin our evening service.
我们一同唱诗 405首。
Let us sing hymn 405. To worship God together.
要跟大家来学习的是在圣灵里祷告。
Tonight I'd like to share the topic, pray in the spirit.
我们先请看犹大书二十节。
Let us first turn to Jude verse 20.
犹大书二十节。
Jude verse 20.
犹大书二十节。
Jude verse 20.
说，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要在至圣的真道上造就自己，要在圣灵里祷告。
20. But you, beloved, build yourself up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit.
在至圣的真道上造就自己啊，我们上次已经学习过了。
And we learned the truth regarding to build oneself up in the holy faith.
接下来说要在圣灵里祷告。Next,
we are told pray in the spirit.
这犹大勉励弟兄姐妹要在圣灵里祷告。Jude
encourages the brothers and sisters to pray in the spirit.
可见当时的信徒啊，哎，都每个人都应该领受了神所应许的圣灵。The
implication is that the members of the time had received the promised Holy Spirit in their majority.
因为神的应许，相信受洗的人就必领受所赐的圣灵。For
God so promised that whoever receives the true baptism will receive the promise of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣也说，信他的人要受圣灵。Jesus
also said, "Those who believe in me shall receive the Spirit."
天父啊，会把圣灵赐给那些向他祈求的人。Likewise,
the Father grants the Holy Spirit to those who ask for it.
所以信的人都要受圣灵。Therefore,
those who receive the Holy Spirit are those who believe.
这是神的应许。This
is God's promise.
那犹大勉励弟兄姐妹啊，要在圣灵里头祷告。Jude
encourages the brothers and sisters to pray in the Spirit.
因为在十九节那里说到，有一些人是引人结党、属乎血气、没有圣灵的人。
Verse 19 tells us that some devoted to the Spirit cause divisions and also quarrels and fights.
没有圣灵的人呢，他是属乎血气的。
Those who do not have the Spirit are worldly or belong to the flesh.
他属乎血气啊，就很容易有嫉妒纷争的事情。
When one belongs to the flesh, it is unavoidable for there to be divisions and conflicts.
像哥林多教会啊，就是还很幼稚啊，属乎血气啊。 所以有嫉妒纷争结党的事情。The
church in Corinth, for instance, was very childish. They were of the flesh, and therefore they have divisions among them.
那犹大说，这些是没有圣灵的人。Jude
says, "This is what happens when people are devoid of the Spirit."
那他勉励这些亲爱的弟兄说，要在圣灵里祷告。Here,
Jude reminds the brothers and sisters to pray in the Spirit.
可见要在圣灵里头祷告，一定是有圣灵的人。
Therefore, this implies that those who pray in the Spirit must have the Spirit.
感谢神，今天我们真耶稣教会的信徒啊，绝大部分的啊都领受圣灵。Thank
God that the great majority of the members of the Jewish Church has received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们可以在圣灵里头祷告。And
because of that, we can pray in the Spirit.
这个是很重要的。This
is actually very relevant.
因为这个也是神应许啊。 是圣灵给我们很重要的一个目的。
It is also one of the main purposes for which God gave us the Holy Spirit.
因为祷告这件事情啊，对我们来讲是最重要的。
Prayer is the most critical thing that we can talk about.
但是祷告啊，要在灵里头祷告。
But then prayer must be done in the Spirit, as it is said.
在旧约的时候啊，都是在悟性上面的祷告。
In the Old Testament, prayer was of understanding.
那个时候啊，呃, 主耶稣的救恩还没有成全，圣灵还没有降临。
During those times, the salvation was not fulfilled. The Holy Spirit had not been powered down.
所以人都是要靠自己的悟性来向神说话。
Therefore, men needed to rely on their understanding to talk to God.
当时十二个门徒跟随主耶稣啊，也不会祷告。
When the 12 followed Jesus Christ, neither did they know how to pray.
所以他们才求主啊，你也教我们祷告。
Which is why they asked Jesus to teach them how to pray.
因为约翰的门徒啊，约翰也教他们祷告。
John also told his disciples to pray.
那耶稣的门徒不会祷告。
But Jesus' disciples did not know how to pray.
所以他们感觉到啊，很羞愧。
So they felt ashamed.
所以就求主，主啊，你也教我们祷告，好像约翰呢教他的门徒祷告一样。
And they said to the Lord, teach us to pray just like John's disciples know how to pray.
哦，所以主耶稣在教他们祷告。
Jesus then taught them the way in which they should pray.
今天我们天天念的这个祷告文。
It is the Lord's prayer which we are very familiar with nowadays.
用悟性祷告。
This is prayer and understanding.
其实啊，我们是不会的。
But this is also what we do not know how to do.
到底要怎么祷告?
How should we pray?
这是有困难的。
This is the difficulty at hand.
但主耶稣成全救恩之后。
But after the Lord accomplished salvation.
主耶稣都到那个时候啊，圣灵降临时候。
He said, when the time comes and the Holy Spirit is descended.
那你们什么都不用再问我的，没有问题了。
There will be no need for you to ask me anything. There will be no doubts.
你们就懂得怎么样奉我的名祷告。
You shall understand how to pray in my name.
所以这第一个解决了这个祷告的事情。
This is the first way in which the matter of prayer is solved.
所以主耶稣说，到那一日你们就不用再问我了。
Jesus said, on that day there will be no need for you to ask me.
你们就会奉我的名向天父祷告。
But rather, you will know to pray in my name to the Father.
因为圣灵来了之后，
For when the Holy Spirit is come,
奉主的名祷告，圣灵就代替他们祷告。
When they pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit interceded for them.
所以在圣灵里头祷告。
Therefore, we consider the matter of praying in the Spirit.
就是圣灵的代替我们祷告。
And what it means is the Spirit replaces us in prayer.
我们看哥林多前书第十四章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书第十四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 14.
十四节。
Verse 14.
哥林多前书第十四章十四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14.
可我若用方言祷告，是我的灵祷告。
For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays.
但我的悟性是没有果效的。
But my mind is unfruitful.
用方言祷告就是用圣灵的灵言祷告。
To pray in the spirit is to pray in tongues.
因为圣灵代替我们祷告就是用说方言。
The Holy Spirit intercedes for us through speaking in tongues.
那这个方言我们是听不懂的。
We can understand the meaning of the tongues.
所以说我们的悟性没有果效，意思就是说我们人听不懂。
This is why it doesn't benefit our understanding. It plainly said, we don't understand.
那这种祷告是我的灵祷告。
But this prayer, as also said, it is my spirit praying.
主耶稣要说天父喜欢人用这种心灵来敬拜他。
The Lord Jesus said that the Father rejoices when people worship Him in spirit.
我们怎么用心灵来敬拜神？
So how do we worship God in spirit?
就是用圣灵祷告啊。
It is through praying the Spirit.
所以说，保罗说，我如果用方言祷告，就是我的灵祷告。
Therefore, Paul says, if I pray in tongues, it is my spirit that prays.
所以我们用心灵拜神，就是用灵祷告。
Therefore, when we worship in spirit, we pray in spirit.
用灵祷告，只有圣灵替我们祷告。
And praying in the Spirit only works if the Holy Spirit intercedes for us.
但是我们的悟性啊，听不懂。
But understanding does not understand tongues.
所以有一些人说，那这种祷告有什么意思？
So some people might ask, then what is the purpose of praying in this manner?
我们看呢，这一章的第二节。
Let us see same chapter verse 2.
这一章第二节啊。
Same chapter verse 2.
保罗在这里说明说，那个说方言的原不是对人说的，乃是对神说的，因为没有人听出来。然而他在心灵里头啊，却是讲说各样的奥秘。
And Paul explains, For one who speaks in a tongue speaks not to men but to God, for no one understands him, but he utters mysteries in the spirit.
所以我们了解，今天我们用方言祷告。
So we do understand what happens when we pray in tongues nowadays.
是对神说的，就是祷告。
And we speak to God. This is our prayer.
那用方言祷告啊，没有人听得出来。
When we pray in tongues, no one can discern the tongue.
但是并不是没有意思。
But it does not mean it is devoid of meaning.
说他在心灵里头啊，是在讲说各样的奥秘。
But rather, the person who prays speaks spiritual mysteries in their heart.
也就是说，圣灵在我们心灵里头啊，在讲说各样的奥秘。
In other words, it is the Spirit who in our heart speaks mysteries of the Spirit.
这个各样的奥秘是指的什么？
What does this actually mean?
就是神的奥秘。
These mysteries of the Spirit are the mysteries of God.
因为说出来我们也听不懂的。
You can speak about it, we do not understand.
因为这些奥秘啊，是我们没有听过，也没有见过，而心里啊也没有想过的事情。
You can try to explain it, but we have not seen it, nor heard about it, nor ever imagined it.
因为神预为我们属灵的人呢所预备的。
It is something that God prepared for those who are for us who are spiritual.
那这些属神的这种奥秘啊，只有圣灵知道。
Only the Spirit understands the mysteries of God.
我们人的悟性上是很难理解的。
With our human understanding, it is impossible for us to understand.
我们看这个哥林多前书第二章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章，我们看第七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 7.
说我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，这是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。
Verse 7. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages of our glorification.
今天我们所讲的是隐藏在在万事之以前隐藏在神里头的奥秘。
The thing that we speak today are mysteries concealed in God from the time of creation.
这是神的预备啊，也为我们所预备的，在基督里面的救恩。
It is the salvation that God prepared for us in Christ.
那第八节说，这种智慧啊，世上有权有位的人没有一个知道。
Verse 8 says that none of the rulers of this age understand this.
我说他们如果知道，就不会把荣耀的主钉在十字架上。
So if they understood that, they would not have nailed the glorious Lord in the cross.
然后说这一些就是。像经上所记的说，神为爱他人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man conceived.
那这种事情，我们人怎么去了解
？So how can man understand these type of things？
是没有办法的。
It is impossible.
那第十节告诉我们。
Verse 10 then tells us,
说只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了。
God has revealed to us through the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵参透万事。
For the Spirit searches everything.
就是神深奥的事情也参透了。
Even the depths of God.
所以圣灵在我们心灵里头讲说各样的奥秘。
The Spirit speaks spiritual mysteries in us.
让我们明白这些属灵的奥秘。
Allowing us to understand spiritual mysteries.
今天我们为什么听了这个属灵的得救的道理，听了会明白，会相信？
Why is it that after we heard the true gospel of salvation, we understand it and we are willing to believe in it?
为什么那么多的神学家，外教会有神学家那么多啊？他们不相信洗礼赦罪，不相信洗礼里头啊有宝血洗净我们的罪。
And also, why is it that scores of the theologians out there don't believe in the remission of sin or baptism?
很多这些关乎得救的啊，将来的奥秘的事情啊，他们圣经是很厉害的，但是呢，没有办法了解，
they,
没有办法相信。
They do understand the Bible to a high degree of depth, but they cannot understand or accept these words concerning salvation.
以前我常常想这个问题，想不通，为什么？
In the past, I tried to ponder upon this question and ask myself, why is this so?
我看他们信耶稣比我们更虔诚。
I see that their devotion to Christ is greater than ours.
对神对耶稣的信心比我们更大。
Their faith in Jesus, in God, is greater than ours as well.
而且最基本的这个受洗的道理他们没办法接受。
So why is it that they cannot get into their heads this very basic doctrine of baptism?
神应许这宝贵的圣灵啊， 他们不接受，他们说这个这个是不好。
Neither do they understand the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, the most precious doctrine that God gave us. They say it is meaningless.
我想都想不通。
I could not wrap my head around.
后来看到这个事情，哦，原来是这样子。
But now, looking at this verse, I realize it is indeed so.
这个真的是奥秘啊。
It is indeed a mystery.
那为什么我们会懂？
Why is that we understand then? That is strange, isn't it?
那是什么道理？
How can this work?
这个是圣灵啊。显明在我们心里，圣灵向我们显明说，我们很容易就了解，对，是，我们马上就阿们，就接受这个道理。
The Holy Spirit manifests and expands this truth within us so that we see it and we say Amen and we accept it readily.
就好像主耶稣当时复活以后啊，对门徒讲解圣经，从以前讲过的再复习一遍的时候啊，特别开他们的心里心窍啊。他们听了就明白，以前听不懂，现在明白了，跟这一样的道理。
On the same token, after Jesus resurrected, and he explained again the same truth to the disciples, they understood now immediately what they didn't understand before.
所以，当我们在圣灵里头祷告，在心灵里头讲说各样奥秘的时候
，Therefore, when we speak these mysteries in the Spirit and we pray in the Spirit,
就这些奥秘就向我们显明了。
These mysteries then are revealed to us.
所以我们读圣经听道理就很容易明白。
So when we read the Bible, we understand readily.
不然的话听不懂的啦。
Otherwise, there will be no way for us to comprehend it.
跟外邦人一样的，我们跟外邦人一样。
We'll be just like Gentiles.
你跟他讲圣经，他鸭子听的一样，跟牛弹琴一样。
Talk to them, and it is like speaking to the wall. They stare at you point blank.
不但听不清楚，没有办法接受了。
Not only they do not understand, they reject it.
那为什么我们会听明白，而且会相信，会接受
？So why is it that we understand, then believe, then accept?
这就是圣灵向我们显明的。
The answer is because the Holy Spirit reveals these things to us.
不是我们的头脑明白的，不是的。
It is not that our brains understood it.
这个悟性是没有果效的。
Because understanding brings no fruit.
心灵里头明白的。
It is understanding in the spirit.
这一点很重要。
And this point is very important.
这个是教会最宝贵就在这里。
This is why the true Jesus Church is so unique and precious.
这一项是没有人可以跟我们比的，独一的。
And there is no one else that can even come close to comparing with us.
其他我们没有什么好自夸的。
Aside from this, there is nothing really for us to boast about.
这一项我们就可以夸口了。
But for this we boast.
感谢神，神。爱我们，是圣灵给我们。
Thank God, for He loved us, He granted us the Holy Spirit.
让我们可以在圣灵里头祷告。
Allowing us to be able to pray in the Spirit.
可以在圣灵里头讲说各样的奥秘。
Allowing us to speak in mysteries of the Spirit.
明白圣经里头向我们阐明属灵的这些奥秘。
Allowing us to understand the mysteries that have been manifested in the Spirit in our hearts.
这个不是从人来的。
But this comes not from man.
这个就最宝贵。
And this is what is precious.
所以我们一定要懂得。在圣灵里头祷告。
Therefore, let us understand what it means to pray in the Spirit.
我们了解的这个属灵的道理不是一般的道理。
The truth that we are studying is not any sort of a reasoning.
好像古人讲的那些道理都行事为人的道理。
They are not like ancient Chinese proverbs or things of the sort.
那个几千年来大家已经讲的太多了。
People have been talking about these for centuries and centuries.
那一点信息都没有。
And there is nothing fresh nor new about them.
只是讲而已，根本就做不到。
It is a merely empty talk that cannot be achieved concretely.
我们讲的不一样。
But today what we speak of is different.
这是属灵的。
This is spiritual.
耳朵没有听过的。
It is what the ear has not heard.
眼睛没有见过。
What the eye has not seen.
人生也曾未曾想过的。
Nor the heart of man conceived.
这一些属灵的奥秘。
These are the spiritual mysteries.
今天我们所讲的是给这个。
And today, this is what we speak of.
这个是隐藏在神里头的奥秘。
This is the mystery concealed within God.
这个我们怎么会听到？
How would we understand such things?
圣灵在我们心里头向我们显明。
The Spirit revealed these things to us in our hearts.
我们要感谢神。
Let us give thanks.
如果我们读圣经明白了，我们要感谢神。
If we read the Bible and understand, we should give thanks.
不是说我比别人聪明啊，没有这回事啊。
Not because we are wiser, more intelligent than someone else.
跟你的聪明，跟你说哦，你有学过什么东西啊，完全没有关系的。
This does not relate to what we know, what we were taught.
我妈妈没有读书。
My mother did not receive a formal education. She is actually illiterate.
她听道理啊，每一句话她都，哦， 很清楚。
But when it comes to hearing the truth, she's clear about every single word.
听完了之后，她会记得。
And after she hears the word, she remembers it.
她会再讲给别人听。
And she moreover can share with others.
所以开始她就听到你回来就是讲给我们听，好像录音机一样。
Therefore, she is like a human tape recorder. She listens to us somewhere in church and repeats it back to us at home.
所以我很稀奇，我说妈妈，你怎么这么聪明？你怎么这么聪明
？So I was astonished, saying, "Mom, how is it that you're so smart?"
哎，我感到很稀奇。喂，你没有念过书，怎么会这么聪明
？I was really surprised. You didn't go to school. How is it that you're so intelligent?
后来呢，我相信看圣经，我才知道哦，原来是这样。因为他受圣灵之后，圣灵就开启他。就明白这些道理，听了就明白，听了就明白。
But then through studying the Bible, I realized what was happening. It is the Spirit that revealed these things to her in her heart, and this is how she understood.
而且对这些没有看过的事情，好像看见了一样的，很肯定，很有信心。
And only that, these seemingly unseen things that we spoke about were the things that she was sure about as she actually saw with her own eyes.
圣灵向我们显明的。
And this is.Why the Spirit manifested these things to us?
跟一个人的学问没有什么关系。
They are related to one's education.
跟一个人的学问，所谓 IQ 啊，没有什么关系。
They are related to the so-called IQ.
只有跟一个人心灵里头有没有圣灵向他显明有关系。
But it is related solely to whether the Holy Spirit is within the person.
所以今天感谢神了。
Therefore, let us give thanks.
你看我们都会听懂的。
All of us can understand these things.
这个是要。满心感谢神。
And for this, we should be wholeheartedly grateful to God.
所以，如果不是神向我们显明的话
，Were it not God who revealed these things to us,
我们是不会明白的。
We would not understand it.
好，看书一节啊。
Let us see verse 11.
说除了在人里头的灵，谁能知道人的事情？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事情。
11. For what person knows a man's thought except the spirit of the man which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the spirit of God.
所以神的灵进入到我们心里头来，在我们心里头讲说各样的奥秘，哦，我们就能够知道神的事情了。
When God's spirit enters into us and speaks the mysteries of the spirit, then we can understand these things that belong to the spiritual realm.
12节说。
Verse 12.
做我们所领受的不是世上的灵。乃是从神来的灵。
Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is from God.
要叫我们能够知道神开恩赐给我们的事情啊。
That we might understand the gifts bestowed on us by God.
世上的人，他们所了解世上的事情。
In reality, men can understand only the things that belong to the world.
但是今天呢，我们领受的这灵是从神来的。
But the spirit that we have received today comes from God.
从神来的灵要做什么？
What is the purpose of the Spirit that comes from God?
叫我们能够知道神开恩赐给我们的事情。
Its purpose is to understand the things that were bestowed to us by God.
所以关于神给我们的一切的恩典呢，我们这圣灵才能让我们明白的。
Therefore, it is only through the Spirit that we can understand the grace that comes from God.
所以今天我们要真正明白神耶稣的恩典。
Let us understand the grace of Jesus Christ.
一定的要靠着圣灵。
And to do that, we must rely on the Holy Spirit.
圣灵向我们显明。
The Holy Spirit revealed these things to us.
那圣灵怎么样向我们显明
？And how is it that the Holy Spirit revealed these things to us?
在我们心里头讲说各样的奥秘。
It speaks mysteries within us, our hearts.
借着我们的圣灵里头的祷告啊，来告诉我们。
Through our prayer in the Spirit talks to us.
所以我觉得这个圣灵的祷告非常重要。
So I feel that the Prayer in the Spirit is very critical then.
跟一般人在讲的祷告啊，那个是两回事啊。
It is different from the so-called prayer that people normally refer to.
哦，有什么事情祷告求神啊，求这个求那个不一样的。
Namely, oh, there's a problem, let us pray. It is a different type of prayer.
犹大说要在圣灵里的祷告是指这个事情。
When the Book of Jude says pray in the Spirit, it refers to this particular manner.
要在至圣的正道上造就自己。
Let us be built up in the holy faith.
如果不懂得在圣灵里的祷告，
if we do not pray in the spirit,
还是没有用。
Then it is still all useless.
道理，属灵的道理还是不明白啊。
The spiritual truth remains still to be understood.
拼命读圣经也是没有用的。
We can commit to studying Bible diligently to no avail.
如果在圣灵里的祷告，
if we pray in the spirit,
那就感谢神。
Then we should thank God.
圣灵已经在我们心里头向我们显明了这个奥秘。
For the Spirit is already revealing these mysteries to us within our hearts.
即使在圣经里头这些道理，我们一看就懂了。
And then when we refer to the Bible and study the Word, we can understand it immediately.
因为显明在我们心里。
Because it has been revealed to us in our hearts.
所以说，这个在圣灵的祷告非常重要。
This is why the prayer in the Spirit is important.
因为这个圣灵在我们心灵里头就是要。让我们知道神开恩赐给我们一切的事情。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us to give us God's grace and make us understand the matters concerning God.
这个是我们领受，我们明白。
This is what we have received, what we had understood.
从圣灵来的。
It is what comes from the Spirit.
看十三节。
Let us see verse 13.
中并且我们讲说这些事情不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语。
And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truth to those who possess the Spirit.
将属灵的话呢，解释属灵的事情。
Interpreting spiritual truth to those who possess the Spirit.
或者说，将属灵的事情呢，讲给那些属灵的人听。
Or perhaps also interpreting the spiritual things to those who are spiritual.
这样就比较。跟下面呢会相接在一起。
In this way, it is easier to connect to what follows.
二十四节说，然而属血气的人不能领会神圣灵的事情。
14, the unspiritual man does not receive the gifts of the Spirit of God.
反倒有愚拙了。
For they are folly to him.
并且不能知道，因为这些事情，唯有属灵的人才能看透。
And he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned.
属灵的人。
These are the spiritual.
就是领受圣灵。
Those who receive the Spirit.
靠圣灵顺服圣灵的人。
Who follow the Spirit and obey the Spirit.
这叫属灵的人。
And these are the spiritual.
那属灵的人懂得在圣灵里头祷告。
The spiritual know how to pray in the Spirit.
他就会明白各样的奥秘。
And this is how they understand spiritual mysteries.
明白一些属灵的事情。
This is how they understand spiritual matters.
所以我们所讲的这些事情。
The matters which we speak
不是用人智慧所指教的言语
are not taught through human language.
像保罗说，我不用人的高言大志来讲耶稣基督的事情。
Just like Paul said, I do not come to you to speak with great words concerning the mystery of Christ.
无论是说他说话或者讲道的时候呢，都是用圣灵讲话。
Whether Paul was speaking or delivering a sermon, he did so by the Spirit.
把这些属灵的事情呢，圣灵显明出来的事情呢，讲给那些属灵的人听，他听得很明白。
This manner revealing the spiritual matters, the matters of the Holy Spirit to those who are spiritual for them to understand.
那么那些属血气的人呢，听不懂。
And the unspiritual were unable to understand these things.
他们不相信。
They do not believe in them.
所以就以为愚拙了。
And they consider them folly.
他们认为这个是愚拙的。
They consider that to be foolish.
十字架的道理是愚拙的。
The truth of the cross is foolishness.
保罗说那些希腊人是讲智慧。
Paul said the Greeks pursue wisdom or knowledge.
他们是追求的是哲学。
They pursue a philosophical understanding.
讲这个信耶稣得永生啊。怎么信呢？
And when it comes to eternal life and Jesus Christ, that is pretty hard to believe in.
所以他们说，哎呀，这个太愚拙了，小孩子在讲的。
So to them, this was childish speak. It was just too foolish.
所以说，这个神，神的救恩呢，十字架的救恩呢，是向那些信的人显明出来。
God's salvation is therefore revealed to those who believe.
为什么向信人显明出来？
Why is it that it's revealed to those who believe?
怎么显明的？
And how is it revealed?
信的人就会领受圣灵啊。
And those who believe will receive the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵就在我们心灵里头向我们显明这个事情啊。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit revealed these things to us through the Spirit.
所以我们想，哇，这十字架的救恩是怎么回事？
So then we realize what is going on really with the salvation on the cross.
神是给我们的恩典是什么？
Now we understand what is the grace that we receive from God.
我们明白，我们相信。
Now we understand, we believe.
这个就是从圣灵来的。
And this comes all from the Holy Spirit.
这也是神拣选的明证。
This is also the sign of being chosen by God.
今天我们为什么会明白会相信？
Why is it that today we understand and we believe?
就是圣灵向我们显明。
The answer is because the Holy Spirit revealed these things to us. And why is it the Holy Spirit revealed these things to us? It is because we believed.
好，所以说是神的拣选。
Therefore, we call this God's selection.
所以保罗说，我知道你们是蒙神拣选。
Paul says, I know that you are the chosen ones of God.
你们是蒙神所爱。
You are the beloved of God.
为什么？
Why?
所以他问加拉太教会的人说。
He asked the Galatians.
我只问你们一件事就好。
Let me ask you but one thing.
你们受圣灵是怎么来的？
How did you receive the Holy Spirit?
是因为相信福音还是因为行律法？
It said through believing the gospel or through being doers of the law.
明显的是你们相信我传给你们的福音，你们领受圣灵了。
Evidently, you received the Holy Spirit after I preached to you the true gospel.
圣灵向我们证明。
The Holy Spirit then serves as a proof to us.
我们是蒙神拣选。
It proves that we are the chosen of God.
啊，感谢神。
Thank God.
这样我们才会明白这些属神为我们所预备这些恩典福气。
This is how we can understand the grace that we receive from God.
做这样的事情，属灵的这个事情，唯有属灵的人才能明白。
The Bible says that only the spiritual can understand spiritual things.
属灵的人可以看透这一切事情。
The spiritual can see through these things.
没有一个人能看透它。
But no one else can see through them.
所以我们在圣灵里头祷告啊。
Therefore, we pray in the Spirit.
没有人能听懂的。
And no one can understand us.
到底在讲什么？他们不晓得。
No one can really say what we are talking about.
但是我们了解，这是属灵的奥秘。
But we know that this is a spiritual mystery.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们看十六节。
Let us see verse 16.
说谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但是我们是有基督的心的。这句话很有意思。
Verse 16 is quite interesting.
谁曾知道主的心去教导他？
Who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has to instruct him?
没有人。
No one.
但是保罗下半句说，但是呢，我们是有基督的心的。
But in the latter phrase, Paul says, "But we have the mind of Christ."
基督的心是什么？
What is the mind of Christ?
就是圣灵。
It is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是基督的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ.
基督的灵就是基督的心啊。
The Spirit of Christ is the heart of Christ.
所以今天我们的基督的灵住在我们灵里头，就是基督住在我们心里。
Therefore, when the Spirit of Christ dwells in us, it is the mind of Christ who dwells in us.
所以保罗说，现在活着的不是我，是基督在我里面活着。
Interestingly, Paul therefore says, "I am no longer me who lives, but the Spirit of God who lives within me."
指的圣灵说的。
And this refers to the Spirit.
所以主耶稣说，圣灵来之后，你们就知道了一件事情。
The Lord said, "When the Holy Spirit comes, it shall guide you into all truth."
我活着，你们也跟我一起活着。
I live, and you shall live with me.
我在父里面，你们在我里面，我在你们里面。
I am the Father, and I am in you, and you are in me.
这一种属生命的关系啊，唯有圣灵向我们显明。
It is the Spirit that reveals this relationship of life to us.
所以感谢神。
Thank God.
我们在圣灵里祷告，会让我们明白这些奥秘。
We pray in the Spirit, we understand these spiritual mysteries.
今天我们是有基督的心啊。
Today we do have the mind of Christ.
圣灵是给我们合而为一的心。
The Holy Spirit gave us the mind of unity.
基督的心是什么心？
What is the mind of Christ?
保罗说，我们要以基督的心为心。
Paul said, "Let Christ's mind be in you."
他说，圣灵是给我们合而为一的心。
And he says, "The Holy Spirit gives us the heart of unity."
这个就是圣灵的心嘛。
This is the mind of the Holy Spirit.
那这种心是什么？
And what is this mind?
在基督里面呢，爱心相同，意念相同，心思相同。
It is a one love and one same understanding in the Spirit.
无论做什么。都是一样的心思，一样的意念。
No matter what we do, it's one heart, one soul.
所以保罗勉励教会说，要竭力保守这个圣灵所赐给我们合为一的心。
Therefore, Paul encouraged the church of Galatians to persevere in this heart of unity that the Holy Spirit granted them.
那怎么样保守这个心？
So how is one to guard this mind?
大家都要在圣灵里头祷告。
The answer is for all of us to pray in the Spirit.
如果不在圣灵里头祷告，
if we do not pray in the Spirit,
你求你的，我求我的，
then you ask for your own things and I plead for my own matters.
每个人想法都不一样，
and all of us think in different manners.
大家都在圣灵里头祷告。
This is not what happens when we all pray in the Spirit.
我们所了解都一样。
When we open the Spirit, we have the same understanding. We see the same things.
所以说， 圣灵是给我合为一的心。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit gave us the mind of unity.
今天我们是有基督的心了。
Today we do have the mind of Christ.
感谢神。
Thank God.
这样我们就可以一样的心思，一样的意念。
In this way, we can have a one mind and one spirit.
在教会里头来服侍神。
And this way, we can also serve in God's church.
在圣灵的祷告，我觉得很重要。
This is why I feel that praying the Spirit is important.
另外还有一点。
Aside from this, there is another point I would like to make.
这个圣灵的祷告。
When we consider the prayer in the Spirit, and Paul encourages us in this manner.
以弗所书第六章
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章
Ephesians chapter 6,
18节
verse 8.
第六章十八节
Chapter 6, verse 18, excuse me.
我靠着圣灵啊，随时多方祷告祈求啊，便要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Pray at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication.
这里提到我们要怎么样为众圣徒祈求。
Here we are told how we should pray for the saints.
这个就是我们彼此代求，也就是说为众圣徒就为教会。
This is how we should pray for one another to pray for the church and the saints.
教会不是只有说，哎呀，有形的这个不是的，它是无形的。
And the church is not what we can visibly see. It is actually immaterial.
这个教会是属灵的。
The church is spiritual.
所以我们为全世界所有的这些信徒祷告。
Therefore, let us pray for all the members of the church worldwide.
如果用悟性，我们没有办法的。
Through understanding, we cannot accomplish this.
那靠着圣灵就可以了。
But by the Spirit, we are able to.
所以我们懂得在圣灵里头祷告。
Let us then pray in the Spirit.
就可以为众圣徒祈求。
And then we can make supplication for all the saints.
因为圣灵是按照神的旨意啊，替圣徒祈求。
For the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to God's will.
所以我们要懂得在圣灵里头祷告。
Therefore, we need to pray in the Spirit.
那要怎么祷告？
And how do we pray then?
随时多方祷告。
It is always.
警醒不倦的祷告。
And alertness.
就是这两句话。
It is that simple.
怎么样在圣灵里头祷告？
How do we pray in the Spirit?
随时多方祷告。
It is always and anywhere.
警醒不倦祷告。
Alert and with perseverance.
为众圣徒祈求。
Making supplication for all the saints.
感谢神。
Thank God.
这个是圣灵里的祷告最重要。
And this is why praying the Holy Spirit is important.
如果不在圣灵里的祷告，
if we do not pray in the Spirit,
这些话我们就没有办法，我办不到啊。
Then we cannot achieve these words that we just read.
我们要追求真智慧。
Let us pursue true wisdom.
是从圣灵来的智慧。
The wisdom that comes from the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里头祷告会得到这种智慧。
By praying the Holy Spirit, we will be granted this kind of wisdom.
所以我们会明白。
And this is how we understand.
就是属灵的智慧。
This is what spiritual wisdom is.
智慧会让我们明白。
This spiritual wisdom allows us to understand.
属灵里头的奥秘。
It allows us to understand spiritual mysteries.
会让我们知道我们该做什么。
It tells us what we ought to do.
明白神的旨意。
To understand God's will.
满心知道神的旨意。
To fully understand God's will.
看哥罗西书第一章。
Let us turn to Colossians chapter 1.
今天我们不要再做糊涂的人，要明白神的旨意如何。
Let us no longer be in our foolishness, but understand what God's will is.
那怎么样才能明白神的旨意？
How do we understand God's will?
只有在圣灵里头祷告。
Only through praying the Holy Spirit.
看第九节。
Let us see verse 9.
一章九节
，Chapter One Verse Nine，
说：“因此我自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。”
And so, from the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
好，叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切的善事上，结果就渐渐的多知道神。
To lead a life worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing the knowledge of God.
这个就是圣灵里头的祷告。
This is the prayer in the Holy Spirit.
不住的祷告祈求，靠着圣灵不住的祷告祈求。
Let us pray in the Spirit unceasingly.
可以在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
And this is how we can fully understand the will of the Spirit in knowledge and understanding.
这一句话什么意思啊？
And what does this mean?
一切属灵的智慧悟性上。
In all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
属灵的智慧。
Spiritual wisdom.
在悟性上。
And understanding.
意思就是说， 这个圣灵已经向我们显明了。
The meaning of this is that the Holy Spirit has revealed these things to us.
在我们心灵里头啊，讲说各样的奥秘。
The Holy Spirit speaks spiritual mysteries within us.
然后在我们悟性在这领悟出来，哎，看对这个明白一切的真理，这哎道理就明白了。
And in understanding, we can understand the word.
道理就是显明神的旨意。
And the word reveals God's will to us.
所以圣灵引导我们明白一切的真理。
The Holy Spirit lead us to enter into all truth.
就借着我们在圣灵里头这样不住的祷告出来了。
And this comes from us constantly praying in the Spirit.
随时都往祷告，就是不住的祷告。
Praying always unceasingly and persevering in prayer.
警醒不间的祷告，就是不住的祷告。
Being alert in prayer without ceasing.
那这样的话，我们就会在一切属灵的智慧上。
This is how we can fully understand God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Because it has been revealed to us in our hearts, then we understand God's will clearly. So we know how we ought to conduct ourselves and act before men in order to glorify God.
意思就是说，我们满心都知道主耶稣要我喜欢我怎么做。
That is to say, we know what we need to do to please God.
主耶稣喜欢我怎么样对人。
Jesus wants me to do this and treat people in this
manner. 主耶稣喜欢我怎么样去做事情。
Jesus is pleased when I do things in this way.
凡事都蒙他喜悦。
Therefore, whatever I do pleases him.
主耶稣说，他在世上的时候所行的事情都是行天父所喜悦的事情。
Jesus said that when he was on earth, he did the things that pleased the Father.
今天我们也是一样。
And today we need to do the same thing.
我们懂得这样，在圣灵里头啊，不住的祷告。
Let us understand the importance of praying in the Spirit.
我们就满心知道神的旨意。
If we fully understand God's will,
主耶稣喜欢我做什么
？And then. Christ will be pleased with whatever we do.
怎么样对待人，怎么样做事情。
We will know how to treat others, how to conduct ourselves.
凡事都蒙他喜悦。
And in all things, we will please God.
那这样就会在一切的善事上多结果子。
In this way, we will bear fruit in goodness.
我渐渐的多认识神，哎，神就是爱。
We will gradually come to knowledge of God and understand that God is love.
当你结出这些果子来的时候，你就知道说，哎呀，神就是爱。
When you bear these kind of fruits, you will understand that God is love.
这样就真的认识神了。
And this is how we will truly know God.
所以约翰说，如果没有爱，就不认识神。
John says, those who do not love do not know God.
当你结出善果来的时候，你就认识神了。
When you give good fruit, then you truly know God.
哎，这个才是真的认识神。
This is to truly know God.
所以在圣灵里的祷告很重要。
Therefore, it is important to pray in the Spirit.
哎，感谢神。
Thank God.
晚上我们就讲到这里。
And let us conclude here tonight.
愿我们大家都重视在圣灵里头祷告。
May we all understand the importance of praying the Spirit.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
406。
Hymn 406. Next, we will pray and give thanks.
我们要懂得靠着圣灵。在圣灵里头祷告。
We need to pray in the Spirit.
在心灵里头讲说各样的奥秘。
Speaking spiritual mysteries in the Spirit.
让我们在属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
Fully understanding the will of God.
让我们行事为人都对得起主。
So that everything we do is worthy of Christ.
能在一切的善事上多结果子。
So that in all good things we can bear more fruit.
荣耀神。
And glorify God.
更多的认识神。
And know God more.
在圣灵里头祷告。
Let us pray in the Spirit.
就能达到这个目标。
And by doing so, we will achieve these things.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.